From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is meeting Tuesday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks that come a week after the finalization of an Iran nuclear deal that Mr. Netanyahu vehemently opposes. Carter sought to reassure Israel on Monday, calling the country the bedrock of American strategy in the Middle East. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved the agreement Monday, drawing further criticism from Israel's ambassador to the UN, Ron Prosser. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power says the deal gives Iran an opportunity to prove that its program is peaceful, although concerns about Tehran's behavior remain.
This nuclear deal doesn't change our profound concern about human rights violations committed by the Iranian government or about the instability Iran fuels beyond its nuclear program, from its support for terrorist proxies to its repeated threats against Israel to its other destabilizing activities in the region. That is why the United States will continue to invest in the security of our allies in the region and why we will maintain our own sanctions related to Iran's support for terrorism, its ballistic missiles program, and its human rights violations.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress has started a 60-day review period of that nuclear deal, which they can accept or reject. Meanwhile, North Korea says it has no interest in negotiations similar to those between Iran and world powers that would result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear capabilities. A foreign ministry statement Tuesday said it's illogical to compare Iran's nuclear agreement with the situation in North Korea. Iran and six world powers finalized a deal last week that would limit Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief. VOA News.